We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And when we follow the wrong individual, when we follow the wrong principles for our life, it leads us in the wrong direction or the right direction if we follow the Lord and the wisdom of the Bible, and it affects our whole life. No man can serve two masters. You'll love one, you'll embrace one, you'll hate the other. And so the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. The eye affects the whole body, it affects the whole life. And when we follow the wrong individual, when we follow the wrong principles for our life, it leads us in the wrong direction or the right direction if we follow the Lord and the wisdom of the Bible, and it affects our whole life. No man can serve two masters. You'll love one, you'll embrace one, you'll hate the other. And so the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. Now, in this passage of Scripture, we see, first of all, the man's profession. Look what the Bible says in 57 here. The Bible says here, this man's profession. And it came to pass that there went in the way a certain man that said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. I mean, we find this profession's excitement. I mean, he told the Lord, I will follow you. And we notice here in the Scripture, verse 57, he said, Lord, I will follow you. I mean, he was determined he was going to follow the Lord. And no matter what came in his life, no matter the trial or the burden, he said, Lord, I will follow you. We notice this man's profession. We notice his extent. He says, I'll follow you wherever, whithersoever thou goest. It doesn't matter where you go. Lord, I'll follow you. It doesn't matter the circumstances that come. Lord, I'll follow you. You see this man's profession. We notice the Lord's poverty in verse number 58, look what the Scripture says. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Jesus said, listen, I want you to know that I don't have a place to stay. I don't have a bed to sleep in. The foxes have their dens, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Jesus is saying to this man, listen, I want you to know I don't have a home. He said, listen, I want you to know that if you follow me, this is the condition of your fellowship. And we notice the man's pretext in the Scripture. He gives an excuse A pretext is an excuse to hide from the truth. And he says in verse 59, and he said to another, follow me. But the Lord said, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And so the man says, listen, I cannot go. I cannot follow you. And then Jesus looks at another individual and says, follow me. And he says, I cannot follow you. I need to do these things. I need to take care of these errands. These individuals made excuses to hide really the real truth in their life. And this, when you read the Bible, the Son of God, when he speaks to individuals, he speaks in a way to reveal their heart. That's why he said to the rich young ruler, he said, listen, if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you need to keep all of these commandments. And he says, well, I've kept all of these commandments from my youth. Jesus wasn't saying that the pathway of eternal life was keeping the commandments of God. The pathway of eternal life was a Savior, what was to put their faith and trust in the Messiah. But Jesus was revealing his heart. And he said, all right, if you've kept all the commandments from your youth, then sell everything you have and follow me. And the Bible says the man went away sorrowful because he had much riches. In other words, he wasn't willing to worship God. He wasn't willing to love God with all of his heart, soul, and mind. And Jesus was revealing to this rich young ruler that he could not keep the Ten Commandments. He was lacking something important, and that was a Savior to wash his sins away, where his inability would take place. The ability of Christ would take over. And so the Lord is revealing here the hearts of these individuals. You know, the reality is there'll always be something in our life that would keep us from following God. The successful Christian ignores the good and he follows after the best. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Bible says that we are to be faithful. Notice in the scripture here the Lord's principle in verse number 62. He says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now the Lord's judgment was described in this scripture. And once it was heard by the individuals, it was hard to forget. No man having put his hand to the plow, Jesus said, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. The point that Jesus is trying to make is that these individuals, they willed to follow the Lord Jesus. They wanted to follow Jesus. But Jesus said the problem is you look back. The idea is that a man who begins to plow and then looks back, he plows a crooked row. No rower or person is ever straight, and nor should it should be. And yet the truth here in the scripture is that we are to keep our eyes on the Lord. We are to follow the Lord in our life. It's not about us, it's about the Lord. And the reality is that Jesus was teaching that they were not committed to him. They were not faithful to him. They were not following him. They wanted to, but they weren't. And so I suggest to you this morning, there is the fellowship or the follow me of faithfulness. I think every Christian has good intentions. We want to follow the Lord. We want to do what is right. But we make up all these reasons why we cannot be committed to the Lord, why we cannot follow the Lord with all of our heart. And we look back in our life and we serve two masters, or we attempt to serve two masters. And the Bible says we cannot serve two masters. And normally what happens is our Christian life is what suffers. And the Bible teaches us that we are to follow him. Be faithful, be committed to his work and his way. Number two, I want us to jump back to Matthew chapter 4. And I want us to look at the follow me of fishers for men. The follow me of fishing for men. Matthew chapter 4, and look what the Bible says here. Matthew chapter 4, And we'll begin our reading in verse number 18 together. Matthew chapter 4, and we'll begin our reading in verse number 18. The Bible says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him." Now the Bible says that Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee, and as he was walking by this beautiful coastline, he saw two brethren, Simon Peter and Andrew, and the Bible says in our scripture here that they were fishing for fish, which seems to be a practical thing for fishermen to do, because the Bible says they were fishers, and so they were just doing their normal business. They were going about their regular day.
It's Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on this wonderful Lord's Day. I want to just give you some announcements to help you along life's way. First of all, would you partner with us in taking the gospel to the Waterloo region? You can encourage people to watch our video at KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com. Pass this website along. Encourage people to read and to watch our video. It gives to them the wonderful good news that Jesus Christ loves them, He died for them, and He wants to be their Savior. If you can help Timeless Truths Radio Ministry in a financial way, we would be ever grateful. Our radio program is on the air because of faithful listeners just like you. You can send an e-transfer to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry by sending it to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. That's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. And this ensures that we will keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air for years to come. This is a difficult day that we live in, and we have, because of COVID-19, we have a lot of concerns in our world today. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you and I'm praying for your family. And if you would like to submit your prayer request, you can go to KitchenerBaptist.org/pray and fill out the form, send it to us. I want to specifically pray for your needs during this difficult time. All right, we're going to continue our message this morning, so I hope you have your Bibles ready as we jump right back into our message.
And Jesus walks up to them and says, "Hey, you're catching fish. I want to help you to catch men. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now, I want to look at Mark chapter 1. This is the parallel passage here. Let's just move forward here to Mark chapter 1 and notice what the scripture says in verse number 16. Mark chapter 1, this is interesting. Mark chapter 1 and verse number 16. Notice what the scripture says here. This is the same event that's taking place, only we're seeing it here from Mark's perspective. The Bible says here in verse 16, "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me," which is the idea to follow me, "and I will make you to become fishers of men." And so what we have as we look at the two scriptures is we kind of get a complete picture of what is happening in this scripture. You see, if we are truly following the Lord Jesus, then we are working toward becoming a fisher of men. Jesus said this, "Listen, if you follow me, I will make you to become a fisher of men." Now, Jesus didn't say they were going to be instantly a fisher of men. Jesus didn't say they were instantly going to be spiritual giants. Jesus didn't say they were going to be instantly spiritually mature. But Jesus said, and we find it in Mark chapter 1, it's interesting and important for us to notice this. He says, I will make you to become a fisher of men. The process will begin. And I will work in your life and in your heart. And as I work in your heart and in your life, and as you follow me, you will be interested in the souls of men. Henry Martin said this. He said, the Spirit of Christ is the spirit of missions. And the nearer we get to Christ, the more intensely missionary we must become. Interesting. And so when we look at the Bible, we can honestly say that if we are not interested in the souls of people, if we are not concerned about the lost condition of our world, then we truly are not following the Lord. For to follow the Lord is to become a fisher of men. Now we notice in verse number 18, look what the scripture says. I want us to think about the Lord's calling. We're going to break it down now. The Bible says, this is in our text here in the book of Matthew. The Bible says here that Jesus said in verse number 18, and Jesus walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. The Bible says, for they were fishers. First of all, let's think about the Lord's calling. God used, and this is so important for us to understand this morning. God used ordinary people. I mean, Simon and Andrew, they were theologians. They weren't great studiers of the law. You know, the Pharisees, when they saw the testimony of Peter, they said he was an ignorant man. He was unlearned and ignorant. You know why? It wasn't that Peter wasn't wise, but he wasn't trained in the Sanhedrin. He wasn't an educated man. And yet he marveled that he had been with Jesus. Listen to me. God uses ordinary people. You say, well, I could never tell anyone about Jesus because I'm not a preacher. God doesn't want you to be a preacher. God uses fishermen. God uses mechanics. God uses plumbers. God uses salespeople. God uses ordinary people to do his work. God uses ordinary people, and God uses, he's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. God wants to use you. God wants to use you in a mighty way to reach people with the gospel. And if we are followers, if we are truly followers of Christ, then we will become fishers of men. That's what the Bible says. We see the Lord's calling. Notice, if we could, in this text here, notice the Lord's command. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And Jesus said unto them, this is Mark in chapter 1, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. We see the process here. Jesus wants to work in our life to help us to become a fisher of men. We call that spiritual growth or spiritual maturity. I think there are three types of Christians that 1 John breaks down for us. There's, first of all, the child or the baby Christian. And the baby Christian is a Christian who struggles in their faith, and they're trying to live the Christian life, but they are frail, and they need help, and they need encouragement. And if you know a baby Christian or a Christian who just got saved, listen, you need to come alongside them and help them in their Christian life. And then there's the young man. 1 John speaks about the young man, and the young man, he's an overcomer, and the young man is growing in their Christian life, but I mean they're on the right pathway, and they're in the right direction, and they're overcomers, and they're moving forward, but they still have lots of room for growth in their life. And then the Bible speaks of the Father. The Father is the mature Christian. The Father is the one who speaks of the gospel and tells other people about the Lord and encourages them and invites them to Christ and helps them to grow. The Bible says that the Lord wants to make you to become a fishers of men. But oftentimes we make the excuses of why we cannot follow the Lord. Lord, you don't understand. We're, you know, think of Moses for a moment. Moses said, Lord, you don't understand. I can't speak. You know what the Lord said? He said, who made man's mouth? Who made the dumb and the deaf? Have I not the Lord? Listen, there is no excuse that we could ever make to the Lord that is valid to the Creator God. The reality is, if we are followers of the Lord, He is going to lead us to become a fisher of men, to seek and to save the lost. We see their compliance in verse number 20. The Bible says, and they straightway left their nets and they followed Him. Now, we know the disciples had some difficulties in their fellowship. I mean, the reality is they had times of wrong motivation and wrong motives. Peter had times of when he denied the Lord and times of weakness. And yet, listen to me, the Lord did not give up on them. And the heart of God was always to make them to become a fisher of men. Do you think God accomplished his goal in the life of the disciples? I think you'd have to say absolutely. They turned the world upside down with the gospel. And as we follow the Lord, and as we say yes to the Lord, and as we comply to the command of God, the Bible says that He will make us to become a fisher of men. Look what the Bible says here. The Bible says, verse 20, and they straightway left their nets. You know the problem with a lot of Christians, the problem with Christians, the problem that I struggle with and the problem that you struggle with is that we're just not willing to leave our nets. We're just not willing to leave our comfort zone. We're not willing to leave our surroundings, to step out by faith and to follow the Lord. What is your net today? What is keeping you from being a follower of the Lord? What's keeping you from being a fisher of men? I think we find in the Bible very plainly that to follow the Lord, we are to be faithful and committed to Him. To follow the Lord is to head in the direction of becoming a fisher of men. And then I want us to notice number three, and I'll be done this morning, the follow me of full surrender. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. We'll jump forward here. Matthew chapter 16. And we'll notice the follow me of full surrender. Look what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24. The Bible says, then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after me, now remember when we compare scripture with scripture, we go back to Mark chapter 1, that same expression to come after the Lord is also an expression which means to follow Him. And we find that as we compare Matthew chapter 4 and Mark chapter 1, and we see here how the thought is put together for us. And so the Bible says that if we are to come after the Lord or follow the Lord, verse 24 says, then we need to deny himself, take up his cross, and then follow me. So the Bible is saying, as we look at this passage of scripture, if we are going to follow the Lord, this is how the scripture reads for us, and I'll help you understand it. Verse 24, the Bible says, if you are going to follow the Lord, then first of all, you cannot follow the Lord until you first of all take up your cross, deny yourself, then you can follow Him. That's what the Bible is saying. And the Lord wants us to follow Him. And so if we are going to follow Him, then we must deny ourselves. The thought there to deny ourselves is to deny our sinful nature, our flesh, to take up our cross, is to bear the burdens of our life. and then we follow the Lord. Verse 25, let's continue to read here in this scripture here. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Now, I read these verses, and oftentimes preachers will pull them and preach on them individually, but these verses all connect together. And the context of what we are reading here is the context of following the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we follow the Lord, we will gain eternal rewards one day. That's what the Bible is saying. But we cannot follow the Lord until we realize two important truths. It takes denial of ourselves. It takes taking up our cross. And then we truly can follow him.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.